Now, you mentioned about trauma bonding. Can you explain to our listeners what that is and what that meant for you in your case?
Yes. Okay, for instance, Dr. Green at Inukern, he used to put us in the hot cages in the desert there. There were sweat tanks, and he would come out there after we had no water, no food for a number of hours or days. Seems like days to us, but I'm sure it was just hours because a small child can't take days of that heat. But to us, we were told it was days, and we believed it was days. But common sense tells us that it was hours. Then they would put us in the cages, and these cages were set up so that we could see outside the cages. They were caged like an animal cage. And off to the left of me were other cages. And these are small children. These are children two, three, four years old. And Green would come out there, and he would have a daisy in his hand, and he would walk through this area where we were being held in these tanks, these holding tanks. And he would walk up to me, and he would say, "I love you, I love you not, I love you, I love you not, I love you not." If he said he loved me not, I knew I was in big trouble, because he had already set a prior example to me by walking in front of the cage to my left, where he told the little girl in the cage that he loved her not when he reached the last petal of his daisy. At that point, she was taken out, and she was eliminated in front of me. In other words, her life was taken from her at that point to show his power and his control and what would happen if Dr. Green ceased to love you. But what I failed to understand as a child with a child's mind is that it was set up. It doesn't mean that the murder didn't take place, because the murder did take place. But the thing is these were expendable, or what they called expendable children. As for me, I was Illuminati, so therefore they weren't going to eliminate me, because they had a reason for me. They had my life planned for me. But yet part of the grooming is to set the stage. They set the stage. Green set the stage with his little daisy, "I love you, I love you not." And the script was played out when he eliminated the child within the other cage. And I was to see all of this because it's a power play. If that's love, trauma bonding, "I love you, Dr. Green. I love you very, very much, because you did love me. You could have said you didn't love me and I would be dead. But no, he did love me, so he spared my life." But it also showed me the power that this man had. So try to translate that in the child's mind when they're only 4 or 5 years old.
Mm. Do you feel that the unpredictability of the trauma was a factor in the trauma bonding?
Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely. In that, you never knew, spontaneous, you never knew when you were going to be loved and when you weren't going to be loved. At any point, there could be a change of direction. When my father was very kind, as my programmer, he was extremely kind, but when he was ruthless, he was absolutely ruthless to the core. There was no humanism in him. He became less than a wild animal himself, and there was nothing that he would not do to get his point across. And so that was the same way with Dr. Green. We have parts of ourselves that love him dearly. To this day, they will always love him. They look up to him.
That's amazing. Now, how many other children were involved in this that you were aware of at the time?
Well, I knew in 1968 that there was over 2 million MKUltras. In 1968, I knew that.
How did you know that?
But since then, of course, I have not. I do not have the awareness or the knowledge, because I'm not seeing the paperwork or the records to tell me how many. But if I was making a guess, I would say 10 million.
And how did you know that 2 million were involved back in 68?
I was a programmer, and I saw the documented records on it.
So they have been able to program victims to program other victims.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes.
How did they go about doing that?
They train you on the job. So you have to realize within an Illuminati structure there are many levels to a system. And my mothers were trained in programming. That's at the Illuminati level.
So they trained you in terms of the programming techniques?
Yes.
And what kind of other people did they make you perform this kind of programming on? Were they other Illuminati family members? Or?
Yes, they were all Illuminati children, yes. We did not work outside of the Illuminati structure.
Now, as an Illuminati family member, what did they have planned for you in terms of why they wanted to program you?
The sole purpose at the depth of the, within the layering of a system, at the depths, the deepest depths of the system, lays mothers, are the foundations there. You have three mothers that are on a pedestal, and their sole purpose is to rule and reign with the Antichrist as his queen. As God has a bride, so Lucifer has a bride, and that bride is the mothers of darkness. And so these mothers are to rule and reign with the Antichrist when he takes his throne. And that is the bottom line.
Who would be this Antichrist figure? I've heard of the name Lord Maitreya. Is this one candidate, or?
He is a forerunner, he is one of the disciples. You have to understand that the Luciferian belief system and the way that the structure within the Illuminati is laid out, it's laid out according to God's word, and so that he can stand or be in blasphemous of who God is. But when God sent his son upon the earth, Christ had 12 disciples that followed with him. And the Antichrist is going to be like 3-in-1. But he will also have 12 forerunners. And this is where Maitreya comes in. He is a forerunner. Like John the Baptist was a forerunner for Christ.
And if you have any information on how they're going to accomplish this?
They've already accomplished it.
In what sense?
By taking our constitutional rights away from us. By having a government within a government, like a box within a box. By creating famines. By having wars and rumors of wars. By the American people and the Canadian people no longer having the freedoms that once were freely theirs.
In a global sense, how is this related to what is known as the New World Order?
The New World Order is a body of people within the Illuminati. You have 13 major bloodlines that rule the world. And they set the stage. They play out the script. And there will be a complete fulfillment of what they have staged for the American people, the Canadians, and the world. There's no doubt about it.
So what kind of things do you expect that will occur in the future as relates to this?
I believe that the people of the world are going to wake up someday very soon and going to realize that the stock market has crashed. That financially, the world has been crushed financially. They're going to realize that their food and grain has been contaminated. They're going to realize that their medical field has been dominated by the medical force and by the Illuminati, because the Illuminati has infiltrated every aspect of our life. We're going to realize that we don't have the freedom to even speak for our children, that the government has more to say in regards to our children than we do, so they can take them and control them at any given point. We're going to realize that the churches are not what they seem to have been, that the churches have been infiltrated, that there's nothing left. There's nothing that has not been touched by the Illuminati and its family.
So do you feel that there's going to be a time where this is going to be implemented in terms of a one-world military government?
Definitely. I expect 1998 to be a year of turmoil as far as people coming to terms that their government is not what they thought it was, that the churches are not what they thought it was, the people that they have looked up to are not who they thought they were.
And what kind of things do you believe that these power groups that are belong to the Illuminati, that they will try to implement in terms of controlling people's anger and responses to what they've got planned? What's their retaliation?
To eliminate the people as a whole, anyone that doesn't come under submission of the New World Order, they will be eliminated.
And do you think that they will use the mind control victims to implement that?
Most definitely.
And how do you think that is going to come about?
They can use any slave that has been under mind control to accomplish any goal in which they have set forth. With an access code, they can blow up a bridge. They can assassinate any leader, or that could be a governor, that could be a mayor, that could be a pastor, that could be anyone that gets in the Illuminati's path that will not bend or will not bow to the Illuminati structure. They have slaves in force that will just go and eliminate them. Whatever is needed, it is there. I guarantee you it is there.
So does this relate? There's been quite a number of survivors of mind control talking about end times programming, where they mm-hmm. know they're going to be triggered to do something. Is this related to that?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It most definitely is. There is a certain time. There is a clock ticking, and it is going to strike midnight soon. And when it does, all hell is going to break loose within the world.
And do you have an idea of a date that has been?
I do not give dates.
Okay.
I'm not God, and things can always change. The timetables can change because of circumstances surrounding what they're trying to accomplish. It can either rapidly speed up, or it can be time can stand still, because everything has to work like a ticking clock. Everything has to be in its place in order for the New World Order to take its place, or to come about. Everything has to be in its place.
Now, what do you think that people can do out there to try to stop this, or to prepare themselves for this?
I believe that people need to understand that there's a time to weep, and there's a time for war. And I believe that every man and every woman should have the insight or the foreknowledge to know within themselves, to answer to themselves, that when they look around, if they're honest with themselves, that they can see that the world is falling apart at its seams, that something big is coming down. They need to look at themselves. They need to listen to themselves. They need to look and see and hear what is happening around them, and they need to start preparing themselves for the worst, because the worst is coming. And they need to be in a place and in a state of mind that when the military soldiers are knocking at their doors to come after their children, to take them down, that they say, not me, not me, not me in my house. We're going to fight. There is a time to fight.
Now, part of the, as you said, your strength has been from your anger in terms of trying to expose what they have been doing. What have you been doing since breaking free to a certain degree in terms of exposing what they've been doing? How have you been getting the word out to the public?
We have. I've co-authored 3 books with Fritz Springmeier. And in co-authoring these books, we have taken our internal information and our knowledge that we've had because of our own experience within the Illuminati, and we have put it to the page. In other words, we have written it. Because we are a programmer, we understand the inside and the heartbeat of Lucifer himself, because mind control And the Illuminati are nothing more than the heartbeat of Satan himself to bring down God's people, the world as a whole.
Now, what do you think more needs to happen in terms of exposing this to the general public?
I believe that to understand what is going on within the heartbeat of the Illuminati, that you need to understand what the Illuminati are, who they are, what they are, and what they've done. You need to understand something. You have to have foresight. Because without foresight, you're walking in the dark, and you're going to think you know, but you really do not know until you come in contact with it, even if it's through the pages of the written word, you know, because it's out there, it's written. The material, whether it's me or Fritz or someone else, there is written material on mind control. And people need to know what's been done. Because if they don't know what's been done to them, they're never going to know what can be done again to their families and their families and their children.
So what elements in terms of the Illuminati's belief systems and what they have been doing, what elements of that are essential for people to understand?
They need to understand that the Illuminati are Satanists and that there isn't anything they will not do. They are gods unto themselves. They think they are gods, and they are only serving Lucifer. They have taken oaths unto Lucifer to serve him as their prince, as the father of light, and they've taken blood oaths in order to see this, to see it done, to see the fulfillment of the end time, to see the Antichrist take his throne. They have done this for centuries.
Do you think it's important that the general public understand the mind control aspects of this and how they've accomplished mind control?
Most definitely. If they don't understand mind control, they're not going to understand what's happening in their backyard or in their schools or in their churches or in politics. They're not going to understand how they have been totally controlled from the cradle themselves, that most of everything they've ever been told is a lie.
And how important, in terms of the Illuminati's bloodline, is mind control on their own family members, and what part does that play in terms of promoting their goals?
The Illuminati are very loyal unto themselves. They are gods. They see themselves as God, and they stay within the Illuminati structure. They stay within the royal bloodlines, within the bloodlines, within the Illuminati, the 13 ruling families. If you're not born, if you're not generational, you're not going to get into the Illuminati. Because this is passed from generation to generation, from son to daughter to son to father to... It touches everyone within the family for generations. This isn't something that just happened.
But it seems to be it's more than just normal family allegiances at work here, in that they have traumatized and mind-controlled their own family members. And I sense that has been an important part of perpetuating their end goals.
That's true, because their allegiance is unto Lucifer, which I will now call him Satan. That's who he is, because they believe the doctrine of Satanism. They believe that if they rule as gods and they are obedient to the call, which is Lucifer's call upon their life, because they have made blood oaths with him, that they will rule and reign with him in hell. They don't fear hell. They have no fear of hell. They only believe that if they do what Satan has asked them to do, which he does tell them what to do, that they will stand as gods with him in hell, and they will rule the people within hell, that they will become gods with him. That is the big lie. So they believe this. I mean, what can I say? Mm-hmm. That is the bottom line of the doctrine, is that they believe there'll be gods in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And they all want to be gods, because they see themselves as gods. And as a god, they come under no authority except Lucifer's authority. And Lucifer does their bidding for them. He tells them exactly what to do and what he wants. And they will do it.
And do you think this is driven by just the drive for power and the seduction of power? Is this what's underlying their motivation?
It has to do
motivation?
With money, power, and glory and honor, and it has to do with demonic entities. It has to do with generational spirits.
That they are aligning themselves with? So they have aligned themselves with...
with Lucifer
mm-hmm.
and his demonic entities. Yes, they are very demon-possessed.
Now, you, both you and Fritz have been helping other victims of this trauma-based mind control. How has the understanding of the programming techniques helped you help others?
Okay. I've been able to help other victims of trauma-based mind control as I've made myself available to counsel without any charge. Also, I've had, because of the written material, because we have, because I've co-authored books with Fritz, I have the information out there, and they're wanting to talk to me about some of the material that has been written in the books, because many of them are facing the same issues and the same problems, and sometimes they just need a listening ear. And also in working with victims of mind control, I can say I can understand them in the complexity of who they are and for what has been done to them, and without being judgmental. I can, when they tell me that they're MK Ultra and Dr. Green or Dr. Black or Dr. Blue or Dr. Star has programmed them and they have memories of this, immediately my heart becomes one with them because I've been there. I've walked in their shoes and I know what they're going through. And I want to hear what they have to say. And I care what is happened to them. I care. I see their journey. Not that I take on their journey, but I see their journey and what I might say may give them the strength they need to continue to go towards health. And that's very important to me.
Yeah, I'm wondering, when you're working with other victims, has the act of remembering their the trauma of their conditioning, does that help to disable the programming or conditioning?
When someone else can walk where you have walked, or you can say, yes, I do acknowledge that, confirmation. We need confirmation because of the atrocities that have been done to us in order to enslave us to the degree in which we were enslaved under total mind control that we didn't even know we were alive and well on planet Earth without permission. You know what I'm saying? When someone will call me and say, I remembered such and such and such and such, and I'll say, you're right on track. Your mind never lied to you. I can confirm what you're saying. These things did happen, and yes, I am very familiar with this program. I will not tell them about the program because that's very dangerous to do so, but I will let them tell me what they know, and then I will give them the confirmation as to where they are.
And what other kinds of things can be done to help victims in terms of their own healing and their memory work? What else do you recommend for them?
I think one of the most important things to remember is that we were slaves, that we were ruled and controlled by the harshest hand of mastery. We were controlled by very sadistic individuals, and that we were terribly, terribly treated. You wouldn't treat an animal the way we were treated. You wouldn't. It's important to be sensitive to that because it's very painful. Because the body has felt raped, the mind has felt raped, the spirit has felt raped, and we need someone to say this really hurts. And we need to have someone say, you know, I didn't walk where you walked, and so I can't totally comprehend what you're saying to me, but I am listening,
mm-hmm.
and I truly do believe what happened to you did happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been so programmed that to believe that if we tell the world, that the world will call us a liar and they'll stand us up, you know, either shoot us or put us in prison for the crimes that have been done, or that no one's going to believe the atrocities anyway. Did anyone believe about the Holocaust? The world didn't want to hear about the Holocaust. They didn't believe it. It's been how many years, and people still don't want to believe that the Holocaust really did happen. And what happened to us is no less than what happened within the concentration camps.
And do you feel that they had done particular types of trauma and conditioning that would set you up to be disbelieved by the public?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Because the mind wants, when someone like myself or Mr. Springmeier, we start telling you things about ritual abuse or satanic holidays, and yes, they do this and they do A, B, C, and D, the mind goes, I'm going to shut down. You just hit a block here. I don't want to hear it. Because to hear it means that everything you've been told in your life all of a sudden is a lie. These things do happen. But we need our, we're programmed in within the storylines of fairy tales and et cetera, and that helps us. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm not explaining it well. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I talked about this with Fritz about how certain cultural like stories or movies and books are used.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland,
Wizard
of Oz,
Book
of Make-Believe.
So this is done, it seems...
All of these books were used in our programming.
It seems not... These kind of things are done for a couple of purposes, both to, because of the prevalence of this type of material out in our cultural world, that this reinforces the programming.
Exactly. And even if you haven't had the trauma-based mind control, you're still in a world of make-believe, because you're conditioned for a world of make-believe through the fairy tales. Everything is, there isn't any reality here. But the mind always wants to go back where it's safe.
Mm-hmm. It seems like some of these programmers in some of the other interviews that I've done also have done things deliberately to discredit any accounts coming afterwards from the victims in terms of, like, you know, them dressing up as Santa Claus or just getting ridiculous.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that so that they can... It invalidates you. I mean, after all, there are certain programs that if you remember this or that, and I don't want to say it over the phone because I certainly don't want to be responsible for triggering someone out there, but if you remember certain information, you immediately go into an insanity mode. Well, these insanity modes are put in at a very deep level with hypnosis and drugs, and when you hit one, if you don't have a support team that you need, you will go insane. And you end up in a mental institution. Who wants to believe someone that spent the last 6 months in a mental institution?